Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and today I'm going to talk about using your pain to hurt other people and how you're not allowed to do that. We've all been through things. We've all had trauma or something that happened to us, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you get to decide what kind of person you're going to be. You get to decide what kind of person you're going to show up as in the world. A lot of people will use their trauma as an excuse to be mean and cruel and evil to people. And it has to get to a point where that's no longer acceptable. It's no longer a viable reason. It's just not, because we've all been through things. I have things in my past that I had to heal, that I had to go through. But I choose to be the kind of person who is kind and loving and compassionate and has sympathy and empathy for other people. I don't use my pain as an excuse for me to go around and be a jerk to other people. I don't. And the thing about it is, though, when you run into these people, you know, you will try to really understand, you know, well, they've been through a lot, and you'll make all of these excuses of why they are the way that they are. And so that helps you to accept their behavior, if that makes sense. Like, you rationalize the abuse in your mind. You say, well, this happened to them and that happened to them, and I've got to be there for them and I've got to show them and I've got to. No, you don't. I want to tell you right here today that no, you do not. Like, make it your mission in life to no longer accept behavior that is hurtful, harmful, or detrimental to you in any way. And I don't care that the other person had trauma or issues. And I know a lot of people may hear that and say, well, wow, that is like, that's not having sympathy for somebody. That's not having empathy. Let me tell you something. I learned this the hard way. I'm telling you this because I learned this the hard way. You will continue to put yourself in situations and be around people because you feel sorry for them, because you do have sympathy, because you do have empathy, because you love them and you want them to know that you're never going to hurt them and you're never going to leave them and you're never going to do what these other people did. And these people will play on that, and they will use and abuse you, and they want to use that as an excuse. It just got to a point where you have to be like, you know what? I really don't care what you've been through anymore, because once you become an adult, you can decide if you're going to let that stuff turn you into a person who is just selfish and mean and nasty, and all you want to do is use and abuse other people. Or are you going to be a person who says, yeah, I may have issues, whether it's abandonment issues, you know, rejection issues, whatever trauma you have. But if you say, I know what it feels like to feel like that, to feel abandoned or to feel rejected, and I don't want to make other people feel that way. See, you always have a choice in life. It's always about free will. And it's always about the choice that you make. A lot of people try to, you know, people, nobody's going to tell me what to do. And nobody's going to this, that, and the third. People love to spout that all day long. But when it's time for them to own up to what they've done, then it's somebody else's fault. Isn't that funny? Isn't that ironic? Because it's so many people. Oh, you're not going to tell me what to do, and you're not going to tell me how to act, and you're not going to tell me how to be and what to be, and nobody's going to tell me. Okay, well, then guess what? So when you're a jerk and you treat people horribly, then that's all on you. That's all on you. That's for you to accept, right? Because nobody else can tell you what to do, how to act, and how to be. See, but then when you throw that back in their face, no, because no, but this person did this. And no, this person said this. And it's because of this that I treat this person this way. Then all of a sudden, it becomes someone else's fault. And someone else made you. No. Because a few minutes ago, you just got through saying that nobody's going to tell you what to do. And nobody's going to this and nobody's going to that. And you got to be the type of person who stops going through life listening to other people. Stop listening to what other people tell you to do. I mean, like there are people who, they do have trauma. They have all of these issues and different things. And so a lot of people, they just want people to like them. They want to be accepted. They do whatever they can to get people to accept them. But in doing that, they let other people get in their head and decide their life for them. They let other people tell them what to do. They let other people decide if this is right or this is wrong for their life. How are you going to do that? How are you going to live the life that you have and absolutely be miserable because you're not really doing what you want to do or with who you want to be with, but because these other people have told you that it's not the right thing to do or you shouldn't do it, you're going to decide not to do it. And so in that sense, you're just going to live and be miserable. All I'm saying is that people make a lot of excuses for their actions at the end of the day, is what I'm trying to say. And your trauma is not an excuse for you to be a jerk. It's not. And, you know, I say this all the time. I've said it many times. I have old episodes where I talk about this, but I talk about it in the sense of every time people do things, people say, oh, well, we're human. We're human. People love to use that as an excuse too. Well, we're human. We're going to make mistakes. You are. We are. We all are. We know that. But that's not an excuse to be a jerk. It's not. It's not an excuse to treat people horribly, to be mean, to be rude, to be nasty, to treat people who care about you like dirt. All of this stuff, none of that. Being human and having trauma is not an excuse to be a jerk, to be mean, to be nasty, to be this person who is just only thinks of self. That's not an excuse, because we've all been through things. I know a lot of people who they're damaged. They have trauma. They have things that they're working through and dealing with. And they are some of the nicest, kindest people that I've ever met, because not everybody chooses that path. See, you got to understand, in this life, you get to choose your path. So all of these people who are like, oh, well, I'm like this because of this, and I'm like this because you don't know my past, and you don't know what happened to me, and you don't know what was done. You're right. I may not, but I know who you are now, and I know what you're doing now, and I know the choices you're making now. I don't have to know what happened to you, especially if you don't want to open up. People say that, but people are willing to listen. People are willing to help you. If you don't want to get help, then don't throw that out there. Don't say, well, you don't know what happened to me, and you don't know my story. No. Okay. Well, tell me. No, I don't. So why don't you tell me your story? Okay. And after you tell me your story, and even if it's horrible, and it may be, and I will sympathize and I will empathize with you, but what are you going to do about it? Are you going to let this stuff just continue to make you this bitter, hateful, mean person who just goes around and destroys everyone that you meet? Uses people, abuses them, gets what you want, and then you leave and ghost and just don't talk to people anymore or whatever. You know, you're going to let all of that keep you and make you that person? Or are you going to say, no, I'm not going to let this trauma win. I'm not going to let these people who hurt me win. I'm not going to let all of the bad things that happen to me win. And so I'm going to choose to be a better person. I'm going to treat people kind and loving, because I know what it feels like to be treated like crap and not worthy and not good enough. And I don't want to make other people feel that way. See, it's always a choice. It's always free will. So I need for you, if you are in situations, hear me and hear me clearly. At some point, you have to say, you know what? I'm done. I get that you have trauma. I get that things happen to you that I may not know about or whatever. And you can try to help if they want to talk to you, if they want to share, you know, but a lot of people, they keep this stuff bottled up. They don't tell anyone, and they just go around and they're just filled with anger and just all of this stuff. But they don't realize, you know, until they get it out, you're never going to be able to heal. But for you, you don't have to sit there and take their abuse, though, whether it's mental, physical, emotional, whatever abuse that they're giving you. You're taking all of this anger and they're projecting all of this stuff onto you. And people will do that. They project their misery out on you because they're so miserable with who they are and their life and what happened to them. And I get it. Again, I get it. It was unfair. It wasn't right. And especially when people are children, you know, and people do things or abuse them or whatever they do, abandon them, reject them. And it turns people into these cold, bitter, soulless human beings who don't have attachment to anything. They don't form normal attachments the way that the way other people do. I'll say that, not regular, but they don't form attachments the way everyone else does. They just shut down. You know, it's like if you make fun of someone, if someone likes to laugh and you're like, why are you always laughing? It's not even funny, blah, blah, blah. You know, somewhere inside, sometimes that tells a person, oh, well, I'll just shut down. I won't laugh as much. Or if a person likes to sing, but you tell them they sound horrible, you know, when they're younger, but they're just a kid and they like to sing. But if you're like, shut up, I don't want to hear you sing. You sound horrible, whatever. You're scarring that child. And believe it or not, they don't want to sing anymore. They will completely stop singing. They could have been the happiest child walking around singing songs, happy, just. And the moment that you say that, that puts it in their mind and they're just like, I'm never singing again because I sound horrible. So even when they grow older, they don't want to sing. And you're like, well, why don't you ever? I just don't. You know what? These are all things that are conditioned. See, this is all a part of that book again, the Four Agreements. Read it. These are things that we are trained and learned when we are younger. And you take that stuff into adulthood. But again, no matter if I have sympathy, empathy, whatever, and feel bad for a person, I cannot and will not allow you to treat me like dirt. Because first of all, the first and most important rule is that I didn't do it. I didn't do it to you, and I don't deserve it. So you're not going to take it out on me. See, at some point, you got to stand up for yourself, and you got to say, look, I didn't do this to you. I don't deserve this. I hope that you get help. I love you, and I care for you, but I will not stay here and take this abuse. Because as long as you stay, a person will abuse you as long as you let them. They will. And even if you leave and you go back, they know that you're going to come back. They know that they can come back. So they don't care. They keep abusing you and whatever. Oh, they're waiting for me to come back. Oh, they'll be there when I get back. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to keep treating them like this and like that because they're always going to be there. You just have to cut it off. You have to make a clean cut. Just cut it off. No contact. Just leave them alone. Don't deal with them. Just because what I'm saying is that there really are some damaged people in this world, and I do feel for them. I absolutely do. And I really, truly hope and pray that they get help. But you cannot. You can't just keep going through life and using your trauma and your baggage and everything that happened to you in your childhood as an excuse to treat other people in the horrible way that you do. And you know, and see, this is the thing too, because people will be thinking, you got to stop thinking that people don't know what they're doing. They do. You know, a lot of times I know we want to see the best in people. We want to believe the best in people. So you just can't wrap your mind around the fact that the person that you love is playing you or they're purposely hurting you or they know what they're doing. You know, I'm serious. Something in your brain, when you truly love someone and care for them, you just don't want to see that side of them. You tell yourself, no, you know, that you just make all of these excuses. But the truth of the matter is that they do know what they're doing. They do. People are not dumb and they're not stupid. I was having a conversation with someone one time, and that's what I was telling them. I said something to them. We were having a conversation, and the person was like, well, I just don't know what you're talking about. I don't understand. I don't understand. Blah, 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 blah. Mind you now, this is what they said when we were having the conversation. Well, this is the thing. The longer you talk to people, the more people are going to tell on themselves. Seriously, the longer you continue to talk to someone, they're going to tell on themselves. So we kept talking. This was in the same night, but we kept talking and blah, 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 going over different things. And then all of a sudden, the person said something, right, that went back to what we were talking about earlier. But mind you, what did the person tell me? That they didn't understand what I was talking about. And then even had the nerve to say, once they said what they said, they had the nerve to say, well, you know, you said blah, 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 blah. I started laughing. But I started laughing because it was so funny to me. And you know what I said? I said, oh, so you did understand what I was telling you. You did get it. Because, and they couldn't do anything but laugh too, because they knew they were caught. They knew and even tried to wiggle out of it a little bit. But it's like, no. See, people who lie and who don't live in truth and who don't, that's what people mean. Like when you lie, you have to try to keep track of your lies. You have to try to keep track of what you say. So whenever you talk to a person who's not an honest person or a truthful person, they're always going to in some way tell on themselves because that's just who they are, because they think they're so smart and they think they can outsmart everyone else. But in reality, they can't. They usually end up telling on themselves. I thought it was so funny because it was finally I had concrete proof that you know what you're doing. You do know what I'm saying. When I'm talking to you and I'm telling you something and I'm sharing something with you, you come back with this, well, I don't understand what you're saying and I don't know what you're talking about and I don't blah, 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 blah. They want to, like, they don't get anything that you're saying. They do. So understand that. Understand that these people know what they're doing. They know they're getting pleasure out of what they're doing, meaning they like upsetting you, making you cry, you know, playing these games with you and all of this stuff. And I get it. I know it takes a lot to come to that realization. Like, why would this person do this to me? Because they don't care. You have to just understand that some people don't even look at you as a person. And I hate to say it like that. People who don't really connect to other people, who don't have an attachment to people, like they really don't. They didn't develop that because they were abandoned or whatever. And so they developed this narcissistic personality. Or sometimes it's not even narcissism. It's other things too. They just don't connect to people. And so someone who doesn't connect to you, who really can't connect to you, they don't really look at you like people like that. They learn to compartmentalize. Everything is compartmentalized. It is. And that just means that they, because people will say, well, how in the world? It's just like people who have all of these different relationships with different people. And people are like, how are you? Or, and when someone finds out and they're so upset and they're so sad, this person doesn't understand because they put you over here in a little box. They put this other girl over here in a little box or guy. They put this other thing in another. Everything for them is just in a little box and it's all separate from each other. None of it connects. They're not thinking like, oh, I have this relationship with this woman. I've said that I'm committed to her and I love her. Sometimes you even have a family with them. They don't care. That's how they can go and start a whole new family with someone else, because to them, there's no real attachment, even though they might have a family with this person and they told the person that they love them and they're in a relationship. They literally don't look at it like that. They just put everyone in a little box and they just go around doing, and you'll be sitting here trying to explain to a person, how can you do this? Or how are you hurting me? Or why do you keep hurting me? And why? This is why they don't understand. They don't get it, because to them, literally, I've had a couple and they were having problems like this. And I'm telling you, all the guy kept saying was, is that I'm not hurting her. I'm not doing anything. I'm not hurt. What do you mean you're not? You're literally cheating on this person. You're cheating on this girl. She's explaining that to you, that the things that you're doing is hurting. I'm not blah, blah, blah. But of course he was doing all of these things, but to him, he truly did not get it. Like, well, when I'm with you, I'm with you. That's literally how some people feel. People who are not attached, they feel like, look, when I'm with you, I'm all in. I'm with you, blah, blah, blah. It's great when we're together. Now, when you're not around, I'm over here with this person. And that should be okay, because I'm not hurting you. When I'm with you, I treat you really good. Do you see what I'm saying? It's crazy to a person who thinks rationally, but to them, they truly feel like I'm not doing anything wrong, because when I'm with you, I'm 100% and it's good and I'm all in with you. Now, the minute we're not together, what I do outside of that shouldn't affect you, even though I've made a commitment to you and we're talking about having a life or getting married or whatever, or if you haven't had kids, we're going to have kids. You've said all of these things to this person, but when I leave, though, and I'm not around you, I don't care that I said I wanted to marry you. I don't care that I said I want us to get a place. When we're not together, I'm free. I'm single. People say, oh, well, you know, it's just like I'm two different people. You know, when I'm with this person, it's that old saying of out of sight, out of mind. But that's not how love works. And it's so many people who feel like that, though. They think in their mind, out of sight, out of mind. Like, I love you while I'm with you. I give you 100% while I'm with you. I love you. I take care of you. I buy you things. I'm this, I'm that. Okay. But then when I'm by myself, I'm on my own. And this way of thinking is just so prevalent now. It's like, it's a thing. It's like a real, real thing. People think, and I'm like, where did this come from? Because this is not love. This is not right. This is not real. When you love someone, you love them when you're with them and when you're not. When you make a commitment to someone, you don't just because you're not together at that moment, all of a sudden you make a switch and you're like, oh, I'm on my own so I can do what I want. So don't accept this type of behavior from people. Seriously, stop doing it, because you deserve more than that. Stop just accepting the bare minimum. And I know you guys are hearing a lot about this right now, but I'm not even trying to just jump on this bandwagon of, but you know, there are a lot of people right now who are experiencing spiritual breakthroughs and they are starting to understand that they are more than what they are settling for. And I'm so happy about that. I really am. I'm so grateful. I'm all on board with that. But I don't want it to be a fad. I want people to really understand the value of who they are and stop giving that away to other people and putting that in other people's hands to tell you your worth. Because people can make you feel so low, but they can only do that if you give them permission. That saying is really true. No one can make you feel inferior unless you give them permission. And it's really, really true. I wouldn't care what a person said about you. I don't care. If they don't want to be with you, then so be it. Then go find someone who does. See, it's really, really true. The issue is that we focus so much on the people that don't want us or don't want to be in our lives. And this could be friendships too. It's not just relationships. We focus on everything. Whatever it is that doesn't want to be in our life, that's what we focus on. And you have to focus on what is there and what wants to be there. You know, one time this person helped me out. And I made sure I told this person, and this was just like with moving something or helping me out or whatever, but this person is like, whenever I need them to do that or whatever, they will always be there. They will always show up. And, you know, I said a lot of times we sit around a lot of times and all we talk about are the people that are not there and the people who don't help. Oh, every time I need help, no one helps me, no one. And you'll be saying all of this stuff to the very person that's sitting there who's helping you, who did show up. And you have got to start paying attention to that. And that was a lesson for me. It really, truly was a lesson for me to be like, you've got to stop focusing so much on the people who are not there and who don't want to be in your life and who don't want to love you and who don't want to be your friend and who don't want to, whatever it is, well, whatever they don't want to do. Let them go. Let them be. Who cares? There's no more begging and running after people and trying to fit into people's lives who don't want me to fit or who don't want me to be there. And you need to get the same way. You've got to start being that way. You need to focus on the people who want you in their life, who want to talk to you, who want to see you, who care. They care about you. They check up on you. When you need them, they show up. And don't sit there and just bemoan and cry about all the people who don't do anything for you and who are never there, because you're telling it to the person who is there. They showed up. They're there. And so I thanked that person because I was talking to them, and you do, you go on and on and, oh, that nobody ever blah, 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 blah. I went back and I just really expressed to this person how much I appreciated them showing up. I want you to know that I appreciate you showing up. It's not about who didn't. It's about who did. And that's how I'm living my life now. I'm only focusing on people who show up for me and who want me in their life. And what I mean by that is, you know, I'm going to give the same to them. I'm going to be their friend. I'm going to show up when they need me. I'm going to, you know, it's a give and take. But the thing about it is that you just can't be this person who gives and gives and gives and gives. And I've been that person. I will fully disclose. I've been that person. A giver, always wanting to help other people, always want to, you know, raise other people up, support other people, be there and do what I can for people and encourage, support, blah, 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 blah. And all the while, I didn't realize that I was around a bunch of snakes and around a bunch of people who didn't have my best interest at heart. I couldn't see it because I always want to see the good in people. Always. That's just how I am. I want to see the best in people. I feel like that people are the way that I am, and it's not true. And it is a lesson that I have learned over the course of my life. Everyone's not like you. Everyone's not going to do what you do, and they're not going to feel the way you feel. I started understanding, hey, let me really stop for a minute and really take a look at this. Because if I really look at how people have treated me and how they, and for no reason, like you don't even understand what I do now. Of course, I get it now. I get everything now because I'm spiritually awake. I get it all now. But back then, you don't understand. You don't understand why when you're so nice to people, people still have an issue with you. Why people don't support you the way you support them. Why you always seem you have friends, but then all of a sudden they disappear and they don't want to be your friends anymore. Why relationships are, you know, people want to take advantage of you and this and that and this and that. And you're just attracting all of this stuff, but you're attracting it because you have this light. But the thing about it is, though, sometimes, you know, a lot of people say, well, it's because they're attracted to your light and they want to be in it. But let me tell you something. A lot of people want to extinguish that light, too. They're not just attracted to it. They don't want you to have that light. They want to beat you down so much and make you feel so bad about yourself that it just extinguishes your light. But that's not going to happen because we're so strong. That's the thing. You know, I saw this quote today and I loved it. And it's a little, you know, it's not, you know, I know some people are going to hear it and be like, but it really stood out to me. And the quote is that I've been left for dead many times or a lot, something like that. I've been left for dead many times, a lot, over and over, whatever you want to call it. I just didn't die. And I loved it. I'm telling you, I absolutely love that quote because that's the truth. People want to, whatever they can do to make you feel bad about yourself, to put you down, to make you feel worthless, to make you feel, hey, yeah, I've been left for dead many, many times, but guess what? I didn't die. I just didn't die. Because you can't stop something that's meant to be. You can't. And no matter who comes up against you, no matter what they do, no matter what they throw at you. And that's what makes people angry, because they throw everything but the kitchen sink at you. And they don't understand how you just keep going and going and rising, and you're still happy, and you're still smiling, and you still got this good attitude. Like, man, this person's still happy. I done did everything I could. I done backstabbed, I done lied, I done slandered their name, I done cheated on them, I did this, I did that, I betrayed them, every single thing. And they're still here. They're still smiling. And matter of fact, they're glowing up better than they were before. That's what that quote means. And when I saw that today, and also I'm a Scorpio, so, you know, that's just who we are. Truthfully, that's just who we are. It's a sign of rebirth, death and rebirth. I'm a Scorpio. But at the core of who I am, I have a light that you're not going to be able to extinguish. And I'm going to keep going, because it's who I am. It's my destiny. And so you can keep trying to destroy. You can keep trying to whatever it is that you want to do. So when people are doing that, don't get discouraged, because you know who you are. But I'm going to tell you, don't let people continuously abuse you and use the excuse that, oh, I have trauma and I was hurt and this happened to me and you don't know what happened to me and this and that and the third. Okay, well, go get help. I need for you to go get help so that you're not this person. I need for you to be better. Do you want to be better? Do you want help? Or are you happy being this person? Because see, that's the thing. That's the million-dollar question. Because truthfully, some people are. That's what you got to realize. Some people truthfully don't want help. They don't want to change because they like living in this craziness that is their life. This chaos, this being this nasty, mean person, betraying people, lying to people, hurting people. They like that. There are some people that just do. You got to accept that, because not everybody's full of love and light. That's something else I had to learn. You just want to expect, you think that just everyone is just how you are and everyone's loving and kind. And I'm not trying to say that people can't be, but they have to make a choice to be that. It truly is that. That's why we have free will. You have to choose how you're going to show up in this world. You just do. And trying to use your past and your whatever baggage as an excuse to just show up in the world as a jerk and a mean person is a no-go. It just is, because you're going to lose everyone that loves you and that cares about you, because I promise you, everybody gets tired. There will be people who will stick by you. They're going to stick by you for a while. But they are not just going to continuously over and over and over for the rest of their life keep letting you do these things to them, because something's going to click at some point. That's what I'm telling you. I've told you guys many times. I share things about my life. I told you. I've left people that I thought were my friend. I've been friends with these people for years. And then I just stopped talking to them because something finally clicked. I'm like, this person is not for me. This is not my friend. I have supported this person, encouraged this person, had this person's back, you know, just whatever I could do, because that's who I am. If you're my friend, I want you to know that I'm your friend. I want you to know that you have my support. I want you to know that I have your back. I'm not trying to be in your face pretending I have your back, but then I'm like with other friends and I'm like just constantly dogging you out or talking about you or putting you down. And then as soon as I see you again, I'm in your face smiling. I don't work like that. I just don't. And I don't want to. I don't even have time. See, it goes back to what I said earlier. When you're that type of person, you have to remember the stuff you say. You know, you tell so many lies and so many stories that you have to remember this stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time for that. I don't have time to be trying to remember what I said to people. So let's just tell the truth. Let's just say it how it is. But friendship means a lot to me. Actually, let me put it this way. Loyalty means a lot to me. It always has. Whether it's romantic, friendship, whatever. Loyalty means a lot to me. It does. It really, truly does. And, you know, yeah, I cut somebody out of my life. And I just stopped talking to the person because once I really looked at it and just saw who you were, who you really were. And this whole time I was thinking, yeah, this is my friend. This is someone I look up to. This is someone who has my back. This is someone. They were not. They were not. And that's why I do not miss them to this day. I don't miss them because they were really never there. I just had to take the blinders off. See, once that third eye activates, it's over for a lot of people. You're going to find that you're going to lose a lot of people because the illusion's not there anymore. You see what I'm saying? And that's a good thing though. It's such a good thing. Now, it can be painful because you're going to lose people. Like I said, people that you just wanted to believe the best in them. You wanted to believe these people loved you and care for you. But you take that blinder off and it starts to make sense. And you're like, okay, I've definitely been living an illusion. And you start thinking about how the person talked to you, the things that they said. And, you know, if something good happened to you, you start remembering their reaction. Were they happy for you, or were they always negative, or were they always making these little smart comments, or were they, you know what I'm saying? You start to understand, okay, this person really wasn't happy for me. And that's not being a friend, because no matter what, like, say you got a promotion at a job. And the person feels like the company's unfair and they don't do things in the right way. I don't care about that. If the person is your friend and they got a promotion, your job as a friend is to be happy for them. It's not about the company or whether you like the company or the other people in the company. So going to your friend and making all these snide comments or saying all of these different things, that's not good. You need to just support your friend and say, congratulations, I'm happy for you, whatever. Because maybe that person can change the atmosphere, or maybe it's something that they can do. But if you're just so negative, that's not really being a friend, because you care more about the company than you do about your friend. You see what I'm saying? That's just an example. And it's the same way if you're in a relationship. You're not supposed to be competing. And that happens a lot too. You're supposed to be happy. Your person's supposed to be happy for you. And you're supposed to be happy for your person, no matter what happens, no matter who's moving up the ladder, no matter who's got their stuff together doing. If you're a team, you're both trying to make it. You're both encouraging each other, supporting each other. But people are so jealous and like, oh, well, they're making more money, or they're doing this and they got their own this and I don't have this. So I'm, you know, it's too much. It's all too much. It's so much jealousy and envy and all of these things that come in between what can be real. You see what I'm saying? Just let it be real and build together. Stop worrying about you're competing with the person. Why are you in competition with the person that you're supposed to love? You're supposed to celebrate that person. Be happy. Every time you win, it's a win for you both. It doesn't matter. The individual wins are a couple win. You know what I mean? Like, it's together. It doesn't matter if the win is separate or together. That's how people have to look at stuff, but people don't. It's just, oh, that person makes more money, or they're doing this and I don't really have this, and I'm not doing this. And it's just constant comparison and competition. And it's craziness. But a lot of this stuff stems from unhealed people. It does. I'm telling you, just unhealed. They won't get help. And if you choose not to get help, then I'm sorry. I don't know what to say for you, except that at some point you are going to end up by yourself. And I've seen it happen. I'm not just saying that. You can talk to people and they are older. And I mean older people. And they've lived their life, their entire life, just being, you know, the worst people they could be. And now they have all of these regrets and they wish they could go back and they're sorry that they did all of these things. And the most important thing is that they're alone, because no one wants to deal with them. And now it's this sob story and they want sympathy and they feel, and you feel bad for them. You do, because people can change. But the thing is, you can't wait until you get older, you know, and when it's almost too late and now all of a sudden you want to be this better person. People recognize what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And so when you recognize that you're being that person, make a change. Try to heal. Do some work. Don't continue to be that person, because I promise you it's not going to end up well for you. It's not. You're going to be alone, because you're going to push everyone away from you that cares for you, because people will get tired. Mark my words, they will. And I know in people's mind like that, when people are narcissistic or whoever they are and they just don't care, nobody's going to leave me. People are always going to be there. I've left many times and I've come back 1,000 times. Well, guess what, buddy? You're going to come back that 1,001 and that person's going to be moved. You ain't going to know their phone number. You're not going to know their address. You're not going to know anything. They're going to skip town and completely be gone, and you're not going to know where they are. But see, they don't ever think that day is going to come. They just think, oh, whatever. You know, these people are never going to leave me. I've been doing this for years and years and years and years, and no one's ever going to leave me. Well, as I just told you, I've seen it in real life. Real life. Because now you're older, Greta, you know, and I'm talking older. And where is everybody at? You live alone. You're by yourself. You have no one. And that's just not a way to live. It's not. It's not. Because inside of people, there is goodness. There is goodness. You just got to tap into that. And you cannot just keep saying, oh, I'll change tomorrow. I'll change next year. Or I'll change 5 years from now. I'll change when I feel like changing. Okay. Well, when you feel like it, just know that there might not be anyone around to see it because they're not going to be waiting for you. People are not going to continue to keep letting people do stuff to them over and over and over. And it's going to run out. It is. It will eventually run out. Mark my words. It's going to one day. And so for the people who are hearing this and you are dealing with people like this, stop feeling bad. Stop feeling like you have to stay. Stop saying, well, this happened to them and that happened to them and I don't want to desert them like everybody else and I this and I that, because you are giving up your life. You are giving up time, and time is the most valuable commodity that we have. You are giving up your life, time that you could be with someone who is going to treat you the way you should be treated. You're giving up time. You're wasting time. People will do that. Let me tell you something. People will waste your time. They will waste years of your life. And they know they never plan on like a future with you. They know that's the saddest thing. And I think that's the most hurtful thing that a person can do, is waste someone's time, especially when you know, because people know, they do know. And instead of being a man or a woman or being a person and just saying, this is not what I want, so I'm gonna let you go, so that you can, they will waste your time. They will waste years of your life that you cannot get back. So I'm begging you to not waste time. Don't let people waste time. Don't let them waste your life. You deserve more than that. If they're not stepping up to the plate, if they're not showing up in the way that you need for them to show up, then you just show out. Show yourself out. That's what you can do. Show yourself out. Because people either need to show up, they need to step up to the plate, or they need to move out of the way and let the next person hit. That's it. Bottom line, if you don't want to swing, if you don't want to take a chance on something real, if you don't want to put your heart into it the way that the other person is putting their heart, don't play with people. Don't play with people and don't waste their time. And it needs to stop, because I mean, years of their life. You will waste years of someone's life, and you think that it's funny stringing someone along, holding them along. Why? Why is that? Why would that even be funny? Why would that be something that you would want to do to someone? If I don't want to be with a person, I want to let you know so that you can go and be. But a lot of people don't feel like that. They don't. Well, I don't really want to, but there are some benefits to being with them. So, I do get some benefits, and I'm not just all talking sexual. It could be money. It could be, whatever. Ever. People do things for whatever reasons. Maybe there's a person who likes to take trips. So you want to, I'm going to hang around them because they like to take trips. They like to do things and they like to, but then you want to keep this one over here because this person likes to do this, that, and the third. So you're not making a commitment to anyone. You just want to keep your little harem of people. And this is men and women. You want to keep this little stash. That's what a lot of people do. They keep this stash of people that they just circle around. Like, they just have this stash of people that they just constantly keep talking to. They just keep them in a little. And so when one acts up, they just run over here to the other one. Or, they're talking to all of them at the same time and all this stuff. Who has time for that? Now, if you make this stuff clear to everybody that you're not serious and you don't want, and people are okay with that, then hey. But a lot of times, most people aren't doing that. Just being serious, most people are not doing that. They're lying. They're telling each one of these people that, oh, I love you and I want to be with you and I this, that, and the third. You're telling everybody you meet that you love them and that you plan a future with them. And that's not fair and it's not right. And I promise you at some point it's going to catch up to you. So you can continue to do what you do, but just understand that there is karmic debt that will need to be paid. And whether it shows up to tomorrow, next year, or 5 years from now, it's going to show up. I promise you, because you cannot escape it. You cannot escape karmic debt. So you can continue to be that type of person or you can get help. And for the people who are constantly settling because you have such a good heart and you don't want to leave someone and I don't want to leave them like everybody else did and I this and I that. And then, trust me, they're taking advantage of that. They know that. They know that. That's what they use. They know that. That's why people always say stuff like when they get mad or you get angry with them, they're going to be like, oh, so you just want to leave me like everybody else. And you just wanted this, that, and the third, because that's a game to them. That's the trick. Let me say this because I know if I say this, then they're not going anywhere. That's the game. So don't play it with them anymore. Don't play it. Have a good one.